So, what are we looking at? This our assessor? No.
Where do you want to start, Rick?
James in here. If you want to start there, you can, but you'll be back in, I bet you'll be good. Let me just go through what I have down here. Historical Society, I got a letter from them this morning. They say, just want to drop you a note to find out the 2010 budget price progressing. We hope the both you and the commission are continuing to consider the needs of the White River Valley Historical Society. I would read the whole thing, but basically they want $28,000. You guys know what's going on. I think that when we started to fund them to begin with, they were supposed to be self-sufficient within 3 years.
2 years.
And we actually funded them for 3 years. So.
And this is the fourth, right?
That's right.
What is, we don't have a separate line item. We put that where, we put it in the commission?
114, I believe. There's a line, specific line for that.
Okay.
Well, I think I made a comment the other day that I would be in favor of funding them $20,000 for this year.
I have some concerns with what they've done. I think Mr. Pennell and Mr. Hershen had talked about the blank walls in the new building and furnishing photographs of past judges, things like that in the new facility. The prosecutor took it upon himself to do that, I think, in his office. We were promised that we would have, I mean, it was brought up several times in our meetings with Lisa at the time was the coordinator about what the cost was and that they would be supplying those because that is part of the history of Taney County. I seen Leon come in this morning. I just wondered if that was what he was here for or did he just drop that off? Okay. You think that's what he was here for, to drop that off?
I do think that. I was surprised he didn't just turn around and said that. I think he probably just didn't see me because I said my mind.
Right. But anyway, I have some... What... Before, we had a salary that we were furnishing monies for, and we had these other expenses, which I'm getting into now, and then the third year, I want to move to the third year because that was a controversial year, was whether we were going to support that. And that third year, the monies were actually carried over at a pretty large, hefty amount of monies that were to be used for the pictures and other historical things that took place in the county. I'm not off base, am I? You're not.
Let me speak to that. I don't think there's any argument, could be much good argument, about things haven't happened as were planned. The being self-sufficient in 2 years, the pictures in the courthouse you're talking about, and other things haven't got done as planned. I don't think there's any argument. I don't think the Historical Society would argue that. My point is they have provided a service to the county. This year they've had the Smithsonian thing. They've brought, not that it's helped maybe the whole county, but it's helped Forsyth a bit. They brought a lot of people to town just in that thing and their Big Smiths or whatever concert they had in the park. That is a benefit that's on top of what they didn't promise us. They promised to do things that preserve our historical heritage and those different things. They have failed to come up to not ask us for more money. I agree. But I think they have provided the citizens as a whole a service. The magazine they put out is very well done. I think it's very well received. Got a big membership from what they had when they started. The newspapers have been running that. just personal. This isn't county commission, but personal. I think it's good information. I think it benefits our county. I wouldn't be saying that we ought to spend $20,000. But again, I don't think there's any question that they have failed to do it in the 2 year time. But that's why I'd support helping them out. Well, a little bit better.
Those are good points. Those are real good points. Do we have a, have we let down on our persistence in asking that things that they, I mean, these are things they came up with. We didn't have a thing to do with it. They, right. They're the ones that wanted to put the pictures in the courthouse and to add to the history by people being there. Is it the county commission's fault that you're saying that we haven't helped, as you might want to say, held their feet to the coals? Or
the employee that offered that is not there now. I'm trying to remember, but I don't think that was a part of our deal. I mean, I think that was, we agreed to fund them to provide historical stuff for the county. And after that time, that offer was made by the employee to do that, and we accepted it. But I don't know that that was a bargaining part of why we funded them. In my memory,
it wasn't. It wasn't a bargaining part.
If it's not, then I don't see any reason to hold their feet to the fire. Well, it may not have even been the board's. You know how.
Here's where I'm going with it: the extra funding that was available to them over and above the salary of the Historical Society individual. Where is that funding? Where does it lay within the magazine, or does it lay within administrative costs?
Well, I guess my question,
overall administration.
My question is this: you're requesting $20,000 forever, or just one more year?
For this year.
And that's because you don't think they have enough money coming in, or what?
I don't know what their financial condition is. I know that they've enlarged their board, and they're,
so
I hesitate to say this, but they're focusing on fundraising more, I think. But my point is, the reason I'm in favor of funding it is because I believe they provide the same, they're providing the service that they purported that they were going to do from right on, and they failed to come up with enough funding to do it on their own.
Right. Okay, now, are you sure they haven't have enough money?
I'm not sure.
And my thing is this: 3 years ago, when you guys voted this to fund it for 2 years, it was because you wanted to give them time to ramp up to get money.
Exactly.
And right now, we haven't asked the question: how much money are you bringing into the Historical Society?
Not a bad question.
And I hate to be a hard nose about it, and I think it's a great thing. I just don't know if it should be a county funded thing. I mean, that goes back to when it first started, you guys had decided for whatever reason 2 years, get up to speed, then we're going to cut loose and we've given you a kickstart. Well, it went 3 years, and obviously we paid salary plus benefits and all that, which is doesn't really reflect. I mean, that's $40,000 plus the benefits, which is probably another $20,000. So we pretty much funded them at least $55,000, let's say $15,000.
We may figure the benefits in, but I'm not sure, Jim.
Because they only have $40,000 here. I think we paid. I had to back.
I'm not sure. I think the benefits were figured
they
in.
They may be in there.
This is what he says in here: we expect most of our 2010 budget to be covered by grants and private fundraising. However, there are virtually no grants available for day-to-day operating expenses, and few that include the salary of core staff. Now, I know they've got some besides that, but they have their membership benefits. If they've got a magazine going, they need to, you know, they had 3 years to get this to where they could take care of it, and I'm sorry, but we are $1.5 million over in what we're spending compared to what we're bringing in this year. Now, if you guys feel like that's an important function of government, we need to vote in whatever you vote in. But you need to consider Jim's side of it. Is it an important function of government? Is it a function of government? Period. I don't know.
Well, I think they have supplied a very important, if nothing else, they're different groups of volunteers. I don't know whether it has anything to do with budget, but I can see volunteers in their cemetery group that have cleaned up many of the historical cemeteries in the area that some of them we didn't even know existed in those areas, refurbishing the names of the people that were in those cemeteries, the actual functions that they put on by bringing the Smithsonian here is one of, at the time was reported to us to be, what, one of four counties in the state that provided that. So I want to give them an A plus for that part of things. I just don't know, what do we as a county commission expect from them other than a person sitting in an administrative position?
I don't know, Danny, but I know 3 years ago you expected them to be self-sufficient in 2 years.
I do know that, but I'm trying to figure out myself if I...
Well, let me make it easier. I'm not supportive of funding them this year.
Okay. I got a motion.
Well, it'll probably die for lack of a second, so why don't you make a motion to fund it if you're going to?
Okay, because, I'll make a motion to fund the IDA for the 2010
historical.
You still got too many things going on. Historical Society for $20,000 for the 2010 budget. I believe the letter Rick read answered somewhat the question you had, that's what they're needing the money for, that they don't feel like they've got enough.
Understood.
I'm going to take them at their word.
Mr. Combs and trying to think of, he'll whip me if I can't think of his name. Larry Frazier came before us, and I think it might have been a mistake at that time to give them an anticipated dollar amount for their request.
Want some time to think about it?
I would like to table it till we get down to the very last issue.
We're on the last. I mean, this is the problem. We've got less.
Yeah, we are at the last.
We have 24 hours to finish this up, so we're at the last of it last. So
well, let me do this then, Jim. Let me say it like this. I'm going to think serious and hard about the park board, which I am a big supporter of.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to think hard and strong about the Historical Society, which I've been a big supporter of. I'm going to think hard about anything that outlays outside the boundaries of operational government. And those things that get approved outside that operational government, I'll even go as far as to say... I had a rough time with the park at Forsyth. The money for that the mayor requested for the ballpark,
right,
until the flood. I see that we're going to have some place to have those kind of activities. So all those things are things that were requested of us before we got to this point. I want to go through the operating expense of the county and its major functions, and then consider these other things. And there's more of those.
Okay, it's funded right now in the budget as presented. It's zero funding. So if nothing happens, it's going to stay at zero. Perfect.
Next. What are we going to talk about?
Since James is here,
you want to talk about the Assessor's Fund?
I couldn't print.
I reduced James's state reimbursements because we knew that was going to happen. And then I, because of that,
are we looking at revenues here, Rick?
Huh?
Are we looking at revenues?
No, Jim, go to 355 tab, please.
That's what you're talking about is revenues right now?
Yes, it is, but it's not up there. That's why it's...
Okay. 355.
So you see that line up there, state reimbursements at the top. He requested 265. We moved that down to 176,665, and I, you know, that's...
Based off the parcel and the ratios and all that. James, is that agreeable in that number? Okay.
Oh. Okay. Then I went down, and if you look, I took out his certified appraiser and took out raises he'd requested, and I believe then, if you look at the bottom line, he still needs $44,000 either cut out or put in. You guys have to make that decision. You know, if you're going to... There are some other things. James and I talked, and I'm not sure what the aerial flyover, do we need that this year? Do we not need that this year?
How often is that? Because we paid for that back 3 years ago or something.
I think the last one's 06.
Do we need... Is it essential, James, that you have that for... I'm talking about staffing.
The combination of essential will run through 911. You guys, as the road department and the county, it takes in all the new progress of Emory Creeks and all the areas that have been developed so rapidly.
So it's money to money to the taxing.
So the $20,000 we're seeing is what we take out. Yeah,
that's just his portion of it. There would be other people having to pay on that. Yes.
Yeah, and in the past they have.
Okay.
911 has really chipped in because it's very important the aerial flyovers to be updated. We're not that old with them. I think Branson flies them every 2 years, and it was in coherence with the city of Branson, and even we were talking about Stone County this time maybe joining in. So it was
I heard that even the comments made. Now, are we looking at, and you've cut him down to where he needs...
We need to find $44,000 more cuts, or we need to add $44,000 revenue
from GCR.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, there's, James, I don't know. When I was looking at this, GCR is the place you think about to begin with, but the collector's withholdings, we've got that budgeted at 435. And
what line number you are on?
Line 16.
Okay, 16. Thank you.
423.
Gotcha. I see it.
You go back up there, Jim, to 16.
So we budgeted, if I'm not mistaken, 4.25. We're at 355 right now. Is that correct?
That number is probably either October or November, and the two big months that this comes in is December and or
November, yes, December.
November, December.
So you think we'll be at 435?
I think we'll probably beat 435, but I don't know that. What do you think, James?
Well, I don't even know what November's would be, and yeah. I don't think she deposited November's yet.
So we won't even have December.
Sometimes
though,
they don't have to.
But we won't have December then this year then.
No, it won't go in this year.
It'll go in January.
So how big would that be though? What was last year's November? I guess what I'm saying is 435 unrealistic.
No, not at all.
You think we'll see 435 as revenues?
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably 2 months that are not in there, and both those months are pretty good size. I think.
Oh yeah, November was a big month.
You know, that's the dilemma is when you get those actuals or not. You know, sometimes we know they're 1 month great bigger compared to the rest of them.
Question.
Yes.
Line 15, state reimbursements request 265. Mm-hmm. That's what you expect to get out of the state?
No. That's what we expected before they cut that.
That's why I'm asking
the question. Back to the left is what I've adjusted that to right there. See where it's...
Okay, so that's what's in our budget.
176 is what you've now put in for our budget because we believe...
If James was right on the 265, then the 176 is right also because I just did it by ratio.
When you okay,
so you're thinking the $44,000 will come out of the collector's funds funds that haven't been collected on the November.
No, that's just separate. I was questioning the revenues. Are the revenues going to match up what we're saying? And you're saying the revenues will match up. We're still back to we're not balanced by $44,000.
$44,000.
So either we have to increase revenues, mm-hmm. or we have to decrease our expenses, or we have to fund from the GCR. That's how you increase revenues.
Right, and then I'm still wrong with my statement.
But the 176 is from GCR.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the state.
For the state.
So we don't have any money in there from GCR. So we have to add some. I'm slow, but I got you.
Yeah.
What I got you.
I'm not sure.
There was the DCR funding, it would come from the collector's revenue.
No, that's mine. That's nothing to do with GCR.
Okay.
My question is, do we want to, the question really is, well, I just asked what James' question is. I mean, I can throw some suggestions out.
Well, you're not going to like what I'm fixing to say to you. I'm requesting that you put $100,000 of GCR in, which is less than you put in last year. But the BOE action that you guys took this summer, I've analyzed that. We're finally breaking it down. And it's going to cost me close to $20,000 just to make the BOE adjustment that was pushed down on us that we normally wouldn't make in our office. I've shut down, it's going to take 500 hours of man time just to enter that. Nothing to do with the standard procedure of the assessment office.
I have asked Melissa to get with Gary. Gary's been out.
I talked to Gary just a few minutes in the hall, and he told me, yeah, there's lots of things we can do. But to put it back into the Honeycutt system, Jim, we've still got to break it down to manpower. Okay. There's no way of mass moving this number back in.
So after the adjustment, putting it back to where it was?
Right. We can see, making the adjustment that the BOE required to finalize the book, then we got to turn in with back to where it was for 2011.
Okay.
That we're looking at 1,000 man hours.
Is that in the 100,000, the 20,000?
That's what I would be asking for.
But I was told the problem is I was told it could be all done computerized. It's all formula-based. It's all man hours.
It can be done that way, right. Jim. But it'll show us what we did,
right.
But we manually got to make it do what
right.
We're showing
right.
us.
Now, I hadn't had a chance to talk to Gary, so.
Yeah, I just talked to Gary out in the hall.
So you're asking for $100,000.
I'm not sure I've got the offer.
Yeah.
Into GCR.
Yep.
That would be $60,000 over and above, or 50
above revenue.
$56,000 above the.
It'd be $100,000 above revenues, is what it's going to end up being.
James, did you give the 176 number from the parcel numbers times 399? Is that where that number is?
$4. That's why it dropped.
Is there much fear? Question about that being what it's supposed to be, unless they pull another drop.
We don't know. You know,
but if they don't pull another drop, you're fairly certain that'll be right.
Yes, that will be right. Will be right if there's not another drop.
Is there other things down under expenses that
flyovers the biggest one?
The flyovers $20,000.
Equipment and equipment purchase and stuff like that. I don't know that equipment stuff has to be in there. The only thing.
Where is equipment?
Jim, could you come on down and.
There's no equipment in there. I think we've taken it out.
There you go.
No, you got to go on down, I think.
Total equipment purchase is $19,500. What's in the equipment? What are you buying this next year?
Jim, I'm working with 17-year-old equipment. Anything could blow at any moment, but I don't care. That's one I've always wondered about because you guys always have to furnish it. I mean.
Well, my question is, could we not take the equipment out of his line item? And if he needs it, we've got a contingency fund because we don't.
We've done that. I mean,
what we've asked other departments, if you don't know exactly what you need, let us have it budgeted in our contingency. And if you break something breaks, we'll fund it.
That's fine with me because, like I say, I've got, I think one copier is 20 years old and the other one's 12.
I mean,
and stuff like that that could just blow at any time. I mean, the next time we try.
Rick, you can take that out, right?
But yeah, Jim, you can do that too, can't you? So they'll see what it looks like at the bottom then.
Hit on Excel spreadsheet line 83, hit 0.
Why did we let you budget 17 this year? Because we've done this same thing for years.
No. Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing that James was planning on getting all new computers this past year.
Yeah, go ahead and hit those all 0 there.
Whatever, we'll get whatever somebody gives us.
Speaking of computers, that reminded me a question I had was we've looked at the software or whatever from the three different companies. Have you got that in there?
Yes, it is. I got $20,000 in there. I assume that that's what it was for.
Okay, hold on, guys. Put that back in there. Jim, hit Control Z. That $19,500 is not just equipment purchases. It's also some repair and vehicle maintenance and all that. We can't take out $19,500. We can take out $10,000.
Right.
Yeah, but not,
you were on the wrong line. I just took out the 10,000.
Okay, control Z. We're not taking the whole thing. We're just taking 10,000 out.
Which line is it? I didn't look.
Line at 75 is all we're touching of the Excel.
Yep, line 75.
F75.
You're
right. Goes okay. to zero. All right. So that got it down to 34,000.
34,000.
The flyover.
You know, I don't understand, too, Jim, if you get down here in other expenses of the loggers and workman's comp and unemployment, it never comes in what was budgeted year prior.
You're saying it's always higher or lower?
No, there's 52,000 on loggers and we're at 28.3.
You're in August also. James, you're going to be close to that. I figured 48,565.21 based on your salary, if you look over there in that.
Yeah, but now are you going to draw that workman's comp out this year, or does it come out in January of 2010? That's what's happened to me two or three years in a row.
And that's a good question. Depends on when we get the bill. So I can't answer the question for you.
But, I mean, there's $20,000.
Right.
And I always wondered why that never did. Well, look at actuals in 08, 16. We budgeted 27 in 09, and we're just to 7,400. And the actuals in 08 was just 16.
Well, the question,
James, part of that was we changed work comp carriers, and your work comp went down. I wasn't sure what it would be, and I'm not sure when the bill will hit this year, but $10,000 is not a bad estimate.
Okay.
You will probably be a little less than that, hopefully a little less than that, but it really is based on the they have to come in and they actually do a work comp audit, and we may, you know, if we've done a real, real good job, we could even see it lower. If we, you know, maybe left somebody off, we should have had on there, it's going to go up a little bit.
The flyover, let's concentrate
on
it, because
you've got to have it. Can we hold off another year?
It's fine.
But let me ask, well, okay.
Unless the other departments want to fund it.
That's what I was
911 and them wants to fund it.
If they want to fund it, they can come out and come ask us, but.
What reason I was asking is why, if we talk to the city of Branson again or to other entities, could that figure be, would there be some left in there, or would the, you know what I'm asking?
I've always asked the question why the assessor has to pay a dime over a flyover when I maintain it every day of our opening. We've got five mappers that does the maintenance on this flyover, yet we're required to buy it. And that's always been an argument to me. Why should we be required to buy it? The statute says it, that entire department's destroyed. If a fire hit, you gentlemen furnish the maps back to the assessor's office. It's right square in the statutes. And I've always wondered why the funding for the flyover came out of the assessor's office.
I'm not sure.
Because we take care of our part by just maintenance alone.
Is it all right for us to take it out, and then if you want to talk to 911 and see if they want to fund it?
911, the other entities?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Let's do it.
Let's take it out of yours.
That's what I think.
Fine,
I mean,
I've
think
always
that's the way to look
it.
Hey,
okay.
Rick,
listen to this.
It can come from about anywhere. Yeah.
If we decide we need to do it, Sheila will have that money in her technology.
If we decide we need it later on.
Right. But now it's a decision fast coming forth here.
But we can take it out of the budget.
Right. I don't care that it's in my budget.
Well, let's take it out of his budget then.
Let's take it out of there because
let's get him closer to.
Because if you'll see mapping expenses in my budget. You'll see five mappers being paid out of my budget. And I always said to myself, why does the assessor have to foot that bill when it's a big benefit to everybody else?
Okay, we got that. Now we've got highlighted the appraisal, the new system at 20,000.
Yeah, that is that 20 grand. I just, when I copied that, it subtracted one, Jim, so you change it to 20,000.
The problem I have with that 20,000, this is, seems to be a one-time deal by this company where the first year's free, cost you $100,000, you just got to pay it at 20,000 a year for 5 years.
Right.
Most other companies hit you with a $200,000 bill or $160,000 bill, and that's why I was really interested this year. I've never seen a company offer a payment plan like that.
Which program is this one?
It would be the Vanguard.
Is that the first guys?
The first guys.
That's the one I missed, so I can't.
That's the ones I liked. Is that the very first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just,
I've never seen a payment situation
in that. No interest, no penalties.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
like
to pay over 5 years the maximum, the dollar. And I'd love to have it. We can live without it. But I'd, right now, in the request of $30,000 or $40,000 just to transfer this information to the BOE, I'm pretty positive this new program
would have paid for it.
Just hit a button and it paid. It'd have done it.
I mean, it would have paid for it just to make that change.
Yeah,
it actually would save half of it if we, when it's time to change it back, we could, if we had the new program in place, we could change it back and save half the money.
Right. It would be a tremendous savings.
500 hours.
It's a good program. We've got a good program, but the actual to manually go in there and do something is ridiculous.
Well, the Vanguard was much more interactive, and it actually would free up some man hours downstairs, too. Yeah.
But that's what we've got in here, and you've got it budgeted, right, Rick?
$20,000 for the new program.
So are we just going to leave that?
I would say
I'd say just leave it. Well, what do we got to try to work off here now?
You're at $14,000, and let me say, the run date on this particular spreadsheet was 8.3, and so I know that 435 is going to be close. And, you know, his bottom line has probably changed, which is figured in there. I don't know whether it's gone up or down. Probably up, because he's normally in October, November, he gets enough withholdings that it does go up.
Can vary.
Yeah. So you guys need to decide if James needs 20, 30, 50,000, do you want to budget it in? Do you want him to come back and ask you for it?
So primarily the budget, the GCR request was for the BOE actions. Is that correct? The extra, when we were 44 down, you're right. Asking basically for 60 more because that was the GCR to fund labor to do the BOE action.
Right, 15,000 parcels, and we put 2 minutes, and Gary says there's many of them is going to take you more than 2 minutes to do. I calculated it out all the way through. Right. And it come up to about 20,000. That's it, figuring it at the fastest and everything going accurate. And Gary and them furnishing us that information. But we've got that same move to make once we seal the book.
But my question,
he's saying 20,000 of the 100,000 is for that action, and then, the 80,000 is what the state's withholding from.
No. 20,000 for the change, 20,000 to change it back.
It'd be 40.
Okay. And then, when we started the conversation, we were 45,000 upside down anyway.
44.
So we're basically, all we're talking about is 35,000 over and above.
Now, I'm a little confused here on the numbers. I thought I would be carrying over 75,000 in general revenue anyhow.
And James, that's what I said. This particular spreadsheet was run August, and you will probably have a bigger balance than what I have in here.
Right. What's your balance right now?
In August, it was 56,271.
But you think it's going to be bigger than that?
I actually think the last general revenue you guys deposited will be carried over or back to general revenue. One day it was $75,000.
Let me ask you a question, Rick. Let's say we didn't fund his GCR request. We can always, at the end, this time next year, we'll just fund him out of contingency.
The 14?
The extra, yeah. Well, I think the 14 will be covered by his balance carryover. If his balance increases by $14,000, then he's break even. And then all we have to fund then is labor to do the BOE action. Correct?
Right.
Is that how you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're thinking you want to fund the 40,000 is what I was...
No, what I'm saying is we just do nothing. Okay. I think the fund's going to offset the deficit and the extra expenses, and that we know he's going to have BOE money to do the change, but we don't know how much, so why don't we wait until we get to that point and then fund it October of this next year.
Well, yeah, because we've already assigned. I put 5 workers on it last week.
I mean, let me say this. When I do this, I will finalize the budget without the 09 actuals completed.
Right. Okay?
And that'll be on a disclaimer in front of it. But when the 09 actuals are completed, if James is showing a negative balance. If by chance James were still showing a negative balance, I would ask you guys, hey, we can't do this. The statutes say if there's not enough money, you either decrease expenditures or you add revenues.
So we need
you need to say, well, Rick, if you need to, you can put some in there to offset the negative balance, if that happens.
Are we talking about the 14? Yeah, the highlighted 14.
Yeah, whatever. At the end of the year, whatever his balance comes back to, if it's not zero, we need to make sure GCR is funding that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it be 14 grand or whatever,
it won't be that much. It probably will be a couple thousand dollars. I mean, if you're saying the carryover is going to be $75,000,
I'm not positive on that number, but I just assumed.
I think it'll be more than what it is here, but I don't know that yet.
Right.
So we have two questions. One, this last conversation has the $100,000 of GCR money, or it doesn't have it?
Right now, it has zero money in there.
No GCR money.
None.
Okay.
None. Number two question: somebody said something about BOE money. What is BOE money?
Well, the action of the BOE is requiring labor on the assessor's office to make the changes.
I understand that.
That's extra man hours that he's going to have to either supplement or pay to make the changes.
Because we're stopping reassessment right now.
And if we...
Where does BOE money come from?
GCR.
GCR?
If we have to pay for it. What he doesn't know is how much time is it actually going to take.
Right.
He's estimating 20,000 minutes if everyone spends 2 minutes on it. And,
right.
You know... So my thing is, why fund something we're not sure on? Why don't we just come back when it's done and pay for it at that point? And if by then we'd make a change to our appraiser program, then half it's done anyway.
Now explain that to me again, because that $14,000, if it be $2,000 or if it be $20,000, then we have an obligation to fund it.
Mm-hmm. And
that's what you're wanting to see.
Yeah,
that's what you're wanting.
You know, there's different ways you can do that. I mean, nothing says you can't say, well, I think the collector's withholdings are going to be more. But I just need to know where you want me to do that, I guess. Just say, well, you know, adjust the collector's withholding so that it will match, so that he comes out with not a negative balance, or make sure you got enough transferring in from GCR to make sure it's not a negative balance. And it may not be a negative balance. I don't know.
It may not be. I mean, there's a possibility that it may not be.
We may be fine.
So I'm in agreement with that as far as the
question I have is, James asked for $100,000.
It's not in that request.
Got that.
Right.
But when he asked for $100,000, why are we only $14,000 shy?
Because we haven't allocated the hours he's asking for to do the BOE action.
But I thought the $100,000 was, let me back up. What did the cost of the drop from?
About the $100,000. If your question is, I actually brought that number out of, there's $90,000 drop. I just rounded it to the $100,000.
Because of the states lowering the reimbursement.
Right.
So my question is, if that's $90,000, excuse me, then how come we're only $14,000 off?
We cut out equipment line item to $10,000.
Okay. Right.
We cut out a flyover of $20,000.
Right.
Okay.
And then we haven't included the extra hours to do the BOE action, which could be up to $40,000 to $60,000.
Right.
That's not in there.
But that wasn't in there to start with.
But then there's $100,000. That's why he's asking for $100,000.
But he's saying that's $90,000 is what that cut
costs. If you had the $100,000 back in there, I'm saying I was fine.
Right. But you're telling me that $90,000 of the $100,000 is the cut the state did to us.
Right.
Explain to me why we're only 14.
Because he's made other cuts.
Because you've only talked 64,000.
But he's already made other cuts.
Well, I'm happy about it. Don't take me wrong. I'm just saying that I don't see where we've made up that $90,000. Because if you do the 30 and the 20 and the 14.
Well, but he also, let's put it in here. Rick also took out a $38,000 certified appraiser that he requested.
Right. I had a $38,000 appraiser.
And that's already taken out of this.
As a certified guy in my office.
I had made several adjustments.
But again, that's an additional employee. That shouldn't be in the thing, should it?
And raises.
Right. All the
raises. He's also just made cuts.
Okay. I'm glad. I like the numbers. I'm just, when they
when it looks too good to be true, I just question.
So I guess what we're asking, though, for Rick or directing Rick is that whatever that fund balance needs to be, for, if there needs to be a GCR transfer to balance his budget, we're okay in it.
Yeah. And we know it won't be.
We know it won't be more than 14,000. We think it could be zero. It could be anywhere between zero and 14,000.
Yeah. So are you going to, like has happened in the past, put that 14 in 114 or something? That we pull it out of there, or how's that going
to
be later?
It'll need to go in this one, or the balance, the budget. This budget has to balance, so it'll need to go in this budget to balance.
No, but are you going to put that in number 114 that we pull it out of
GCR,
there?
As an expense, GCR, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, as an expense. So whatever that number is, you'll put it in there.
Yeah.
And then when James gets a better number or a accurate, the final number for BOE expenditures, we're going to also fund that because that was part of the BOE action.
And then we've got these 7-Eleven. I didn't get into that, and I should have. The end part of that is the 7-Eleven implementation of transparency of government, as they call it, on the Big Hill. Down here, I don't think it's real transparent. But there's going to be so much mailing. Guys, there are going to be
mailing. That starts next year, right?
Yeah.
And we have any idea?
No, but I'd say the assessor's office the first year and the collector's office, we're trying to combine it all to the assessor statewide. And I would say our mailing will double. And we're looking at 13,000 now.
Do you split any of that, Sheila?
You have 15,000 budget right now from...
I'd say we'll go to 30,000.
Do your funds, does it split any on that? Or
that's not a good budget, Jim. What? If we know it's going to be 30 and we're going to budget 15.
It just goes to those that get an impact notice.
Right, no deal hammering that. Well, we're seeing some confusion on the Hill on what they're going to do. Their first deal was we had to contact everybody March 31st. Then we had to contact them again with their increase notices.
Right.
Then we had to contact them again on anything up to July 1st. So, but it has been whittled away, and nobody knows yet.
Well, we need to put something in there, though. We need to make some sort of provision for the G711 technology. Sorry, it's a compression algorithm. Sorry. What is
my concern is if we're going to have more mailing, we need to budget it.
I've not hit my mailing. I don't believe in the last 3 years, have I, Rick?
You're at 12,403. August 3rd, we budgeted 15.
Have you mailed much since then? I don't know.
Line items,
This
will be a new year with one more mailing on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I deleted some stuff. Sorry about that. Go down. Line 63 for you, Jim. So I think we need to raise it to 20,000. I mean, at least $5,000, don't you?
I would think so. And like I say, if it's there, it's there. But, I mean, no way you can put on us what the state has requested for less money. There's no way. Even if there is just one mailing, sometimes I'm at the point where I believe there may have to be. Sheila and I come up with a formula. We came up with it together and decided this is what, well, we're having the legislators look at it at this point to see if it satisfies them. If they come back and say, no, this don't satisfy us, we're in trouble and the mailing is going to go up. If they come back and say, we're satisfied with what you guys have put together, we even took the mailing away from the clerks on it. So, I mean, the mailing itself is...
Sheila, you want to come up here?
Donna's next. But
you're talking about during the legislation while they were working on it, because at one time we were going to do the mailing, and then they put it in the collector's office, which is great for me because I don't really want to do that big mailing.
I ended up with it.
Sheila, do you want to add something? Do you think we shouldn't? I mean, I heard...
Whenever you change anything to the people, you always get all these questions and everything, and it's in regard to the assessment notices. But on the mail on Senate Bill 711, unless they went back and required, of course, you know, we've got the bill out that passed last year the governor didn't sign, and they've got it again hoping to take that away.
Yeah, I'm all hoping that everything I've told you is wrong, but I've seen 7-Eleven withstand already three storms that nobody could touch it.
They've tried to get it.
Well, they've tried to nail it.
So.
But anyway, this doesn't on this, but I was wondering if James wanted to go back many, many years ago, and the reason it was quit was the assessment form. If when we mail our tax bill, you know, some people, you know, they call after that and everything, put the assessment form in with the tax bill. There'd just be some cases it would increase the
wait.
Individual. Uh-huh. But, and we'd have to put a note, make it, you know, put the media, put it out there saying that the reason I think they quit it many, many years ago was because when they you put that in the tax bill at the end of October, people fill it out, then they put it on what they own right then, and then their vehicle may change by January 1st.
Mm.
We'd have to change the wording and hope that...
Right. Let's do this, Rick. I mean, commissioners here, I'm thinking to add at least $5,000 back into postage because of 7-Eleven Centville and make it from 15 to 20. Rick, that gives you $5,000 extra.
And that'll be good for
And that's the extra postage if we can combine them. If you can't combine them, then there's some budget there.
They did combine them. The clerks was going to have to mail
right.
out the initial. The collectors was going to have to mail out the estimated tax applied to the assessor. The assessor was going to have to mail out the increase. So they pulled it all back to the assessor, hoping we can come up with what 7-Eleven says.
Okay.
Am I telling that right, Anna? Because the collector was supposed to estimate the taxes with the schools and preliminary estimates.
I have to give all the estimated levies to
right.
whoever's going to be doing it.
So we know there's going to be a GCR transfer probably now at this point. We just don't
yeah.
know how much.
Don't know how much.
Because that total should go now. That bring us to what, 19,000? Yeah.
Gentlemen, the reason I came up here is we recently had a county clerk's meeting. They were talking about, they were giving us reimbursement forms for state tax commission for assessors. Because we normally fill those out, and it had on there reimbursement for the flyovers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Don't they reimburse for that?
Yeah, they reimburse 50%, but that's not included in the 176,000. The 176,000, wherever that number is daily operations of the office without the flyovers.
Oh no, I just didn't hear you mention that, and I wondered if we'd take that into consideration. The other comment I heard was BOE. Are you talking about your side of entry on the BOE?
Yes.
Sure.
Nothing to do with my office?
No, because...
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
The only two final statements I've got on this, and it won't have nothing to do with this, I just heard you previously. We have the BOE meeting, right, the 17th?
Thursday, yes, sir.
Okay. I heard you say no. We don't have, and then you might want to consider putting in the paper your applications for that Board of Equalization.
Okay.
Set on, kind of like Mr. Lytle did.
Okay.
Because
yep.
I do have one guy, certified appraiser, this same certified appraiser said, oh, I wouldn't mind sitting on that.
Okay.
So you might want to think about running a little.
There's a, Excellent. There was a strict qualification deal on that. I don't know whether it still applies or not.
Yeah, it's in the
statute.
It's in the statute of who all can sit and who can't. So.
Well, it's pretty loose, though.
Because I've given him the statutes a couple of times on what the requirements are.
Are we all right then with that? With the
20? Mr. Assessor, we're good then? Thank you. Guys, can we, unless Sheila's got something quick, you want to have lunch before we...
Since Donna's here, you could go ahead and make the decision. Did you decide you wanted to add the 20,000? What was it, Donna? You wanted to go
to
60,000 on her elections fund? That's one of the questions I had, and since she's here, you could do that real quickly, I think. I think that's the only thing that you'd had with her.
Can we see it again, just for humor?
103, yeah.
Don't you do that.
Are you hungry?
It's just if we don't make time, we'll never eat. And then
no,
he gets grumpy at 105 if he doesn't eat.
We can bring something in. I'll go get something for you to eat.
We have food actually upstairs. Got delivered to us.
I just want to throw this out. I don't think it'll matter. But I'd like for you on the Vanguard to consider the compatibility with the collector's program. Because the counties that when I put Fielder out and everything, and I just didn't do anything beyond that, is the reports I got back from different ones was problems in the compatibility. I don't know.
We'll have to do a whole RFP and Q and all that. I mean, we'll have to do, but thank you. What
Donna's saying, we're right there, supplies and freight.
On what, 102?
103.
103. Elections, I meant to say.
2000, she spent $71,000. She's approved for 11 because there's no elections this year.
Right.
Comparatively,
well, actually, we did kind of a reimbursement.
Yeah,
we didn't fund any of those account lines because I reimbursed money to them.
And you're wanting to change it from 35 to
60
to
yes.
60.
What was the bottom line on our comparable on 2008
would be the last comparable. It'll be $26,000 less than 2008 budget.
Okay.
$26,000 or $11,000?
Well, Jim, the last time we did the calculation, I thought it came to $26,000 different, but...
Where are you going there, Jim? So anyway, you're just talking about... We doing supplies and... No. What line are we doing? Supplies and freight?
It is...
Supplies and freight.
Going from... 21F. I'll just change it and
to 60. From 35 to 60 because of all the things that Donna talked to us about. And gentlemen, what's your thoughts?
It makes about 21,000 difference there. In 2008, I don't remember whether we had all of her people coming out of there.
That's right. That was the other difference. Sorry.
And so that very likely, she actually, if you combine the two, it might be up a little bit.
In 2008, I didn't have people coming out of there.
I don't know. In 2008, in the clerk's office, you were 168, so I bet you did have. I don't know. Maybe not.
Because, no, I don't think so.
I'm just looking. If you look at 102 and look at both of them, that's I about have to do that. I bet Donna does too. I don't know, but in 2008 in the clerk's office, she was at 168 actuals. Okay. In 2009, she's regressing 190. In the 2008 the elections actuals 182, she's requesting 151,786.
He's in 102.
Yeah.
And if you look at salary lines, go up to the salary lines, would you? Yeah, the salary is in there in 2008. I don't know if all of it's in there. Or am I looking at it wrong? No, it's not there. I apologize. I thought it was in there in 2008. Well,
so
that means
anyway.
I spent even more in...
So some of your supplies and freight comes back to the county through
only,
reimbursements?
Only for the February and the April.
Municipalities.
And that's why
for this particular year. But, yeah, you have to pick up the August and November, unless they change the law,
and that's,
which I doubt if they will.
That's why every 4 years her budget does increase, yes, because it has to come from GCR.
Every other year.
Just, I'm for leaving the 60, or moving it to 60.
So we're adding 24,232, basically.
Yeah. Her total. Her total.
Total be 60.
Well, but the total on elections is the bottom line, 151,786.96. I just look. Okay. Now, if you need to go eat, Jim, we can go.
No, we got food upstairs, by the way.
Any other questions for me?
Don't think so.
Yes, that's correct, Eric. I'm sorry. Excellent.
Thank you.
Real quick, I just got asked a question. Salary commission, we have to post stuff in the paper because we had a second meeting. We had to repost it. Brendan Neal's office paid the first posting. The second posting needs to be paid by a department because we had it, remember, because we moved it. So that cost money. And so what office should pay for that second posting? Do you want the commission to pay for it? Do you want somebody else to pay for it?
General County Revenue.
It doesn't make any difference. They're all General County Revenue.
Yeah, just the commission.
GCR. Okay.
Yeah. What'd it cost?
We have the money in our account, but we haven't planned for it.
I don't know what it costs. It shouldn't have been very much. But I don't
Thank
know.
You.
Okay.
Let me just go through the things I've got written down that you need to address for sure. And there probably are others, but...
Go ahead.
The IDA, we have not addressed that. And you need to talk about that. Any raises, and I put those two right together because you need to look at that IDA request that they made. I think it includes a big raise. The equipment line, will I take everything out of everybody else's budget? Do I want to put some more back into that other line? I think we do. You need to talk
about
that. But
we need to talk about that equipment, okay.
And guys, in this last one I sent you, I sent out a little thing. I actually got it from Boone County that showed the overview of every department, and I think it would help if I get everybody to do that at least once. Bob did one, and I have one in my office.
108,
look at that. You may want to do one. 108 for the,
overview?
Yeah, 108 overview, and you just see there.
Oh, you don't have the new one.
Okay. You don't. Jim's got it someplace. He just didn't open the right
one. You opened the other wrong spreadsheet. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rick. The overview what?
Well, what it does is it actually tells what that department does. And let me just read you something for the recorder so you get an idea. The county recorder has his responsibility, records real estate transactions, issues marriage license, files federal and state tax liens, files discharge from military service, files surveys and plats. Then he has a little line budget highlights, and he said there are no significant changes in his budget, and that's, you know, most of them are going to be that way. See, the clerk, if she were doing one, she'd say this isn't a national election year, so my budget in elections is going to be, so that's the kind of things you get there. Goals and objectives, and you can read Bob's goals and objectives. And then it has, at least they should have the number of full-time employees in 08, 09, expected in 2010, something like that. And then some kind of measurable things that happen in that office. In Bob's office, he actually shows the monies that comes into the general county.
This is what's included in the spreadsheet right here, guys. Bob submitted this, and then down here it talks about the funds and personnel. It's truly an overview of the department.
Gotcha. Wonderful job.
If we could get everybody to do one of those, it should help you guys in studying their budget. It really should. And I asked, but I didn't get much response.
See, but here right here, it's the budget highlights. There are no significant changes in the budget. Where will continue to pay office expenses we're mostly handling with the budget process?
And, Jim, I've got one for my office if you want to look. And it does, see, it gives you an idea of what goes on in my office down there. Performance measures there.
There you go.
Look at the bottom there. You can see some of the things that happens in our office. Now, if you look at mine, you see, I actually showed Dixie not coming out of my budget in 2010, so the projection there, the number of workers, comp files, I'm not projecting any out of my office now. And so it kind of gives you an idea of what's going on there.
So did you ask every department to do that?
I did, and I was just a little bit disappointed that I didn't get more response, but I know some of them probably maybe are working on it now, but I don't expect to get this before the end of the year. But if you guys came with that format and that request, I think you might get more from coming in. I think it would really be good for you guys. I really do.
Well, let's target to do that after this. I mean, we're not going to get it done this year.
No, I don't think you will.
But let's target to do that.
So you got IDA raises equipment line item to GCR, and what was the last one, sir?
Those overviews of what I had.
Overview sheets, okay.
I asked Jimmy what kind of revenues we'd have on that commissary thing, and because that would increase our revenues enough, which is not very much, but it would make a little difference. Hello?
All right, how about a recess?
Did you need something, James?
Right now. No, I was going to tell you guys that the state tax commission's in my office, and I didn't want you to go eat lunch and go talk about it.
Oh, recess.
Yeah. Second. Yeah. Oh.
Are we back down here after?
Yeah.